Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. If the year was 1872 and you wanted to buy a plow attachment for your farm in brand new Garrett County, you might have scanned a one-page flyer from a new company called Montgomery Ward. 10 years later, you would be scrolling through a 240-page catalog listing over 10,000 items, and by 1900, you'd be overwhelmed with 1,000 pages listing 70,000 items, all delivered to your doorstep through the mail. Montgomery Ward was the Amazon of its day. And starting in 1925, a lot of what they were shipping across the country came out of a new distribution center at the edge of Carroll Park in West Baltimore. You know the building. It's the enormous white Art Deco one with all the windows you see from I-95. The story of how we got a Montgomery Ward catalog house, as it was called, starts with Baltimore Mayor Howard Jackson. After an economic downturn in the early 1920s, Jackson was desperate to score a win for the city. Chicago-based Montgomery Ward was looking to put its first warehouse on the East Coast, and Baltimore was competing with cities like Philadelphia. Jackson had a plan. He set up a meeting with the company's bigwigs at a city-owned parcel along the railroad tracks next to Carroll Park. Jackson talked about how easy it would be to ship by rail from there, and the chair of the city's parks board talked about how much Ward's 1,500 employees would love being next to the gorgeous park. The Montgomery Ward folks ate it up, and in 1925, they built a 700,000-square-foot mail-order center there, later adding another 500,000 square feet. Jackson not only got 1,500 jobs, Montgomery Ward started buying locally made products and even featured its Baltimore building on catalog covers. What mayor could ask for more? The new operation was a success. It sent out so much stuff that the volume of mail in Baltimore jumped 10%, and the post office had to create a new zip code just for the facility. As for the building itself, it too was a success. First, it didn't just have a train shed beside the tracks. The train shed was built into the middle of the building so that cars could pull in and get loaded from both sides. There were even spiral chutes in the walls so that boxed-up packages could be sent sliding down from the top floors directly to the loading dock. With 1,000 multi-paned windows, it also did an exceedingly good job of capturing natural light for the people doing all that boxing up. And it was fireproof, made entirely of concrete, except a little decorative wood in the lobby. Even the architects like it. Architecture Magazine gave it an award the year after it was built. For anyone living in Baltimore at the time, the real highlight was that the building included a retail store with 86 departments and something like 30,000 items for sale. This was 10 years before we got our first Sears store, North Avenue and Hartford Road, and 20 years before we got our first shopping mall, Edmondson Avenue. Montgomery Ward even advertised free parking. And whether you drove there or took the streetcar, the ability to buy a toaster and a bike and a new hat all in one place was a thrill. Eventually, however, the thrill wore off. After World War II, competitors like Sears and JCPenney and new suburban shopping malls took a toll. By the 1970s, Mobil Oil had acquired Montgomery Ward and had shuttered its Baltimore center. But you can't keep a good building down, and today the 1.3 million square feet that used to ship toasters and bikes is now the city's largest office building. I'll wrap up by saying that the next time you're blasé-ly clicking around on Amazon's website and its endless array of things to buy, think of the thrill of ordering from a 1,000-page catalog 100 years ago, sent directly to your door from that enormous white building in West Baltimore. For more information on Montgomery Ward, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.